Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. This afternoon, the Federal Open Market Committee will announce its policy update for the federal funds interest rate. Whatever the Fed announces today, it will be a mistake. The Fed has signaled another 0.25% increase. The other options, theoretically, are to leave this rate unchanged or reduce it. There really is no chance of a rate reduction, though that would be the least bad alternative. When you consider the real-world job losses, declining gross domestic product, consumer prices rising more than government statistics reveal, and declining auto and truck, home, and overall retail sales, even the current historically low interest rates are hurting Americans in the pocketbook. Yet doing so would be an admission that the U.S. economy is in worse shape than politicians and bureaucrats are pretending. That's why it won't happen. I also see little chance for the federal funds rate to remain unchanged. After signaling a rate increase, not doing so would be an admission that the U.S. economy is not as rosy as politicians and bureaucrats are claiming. A non-change could quickly spark lower retail sales and fewer jobs being created. So that leaves the most likely result of another federal funds interest rate increase this afternoon. Why would this be such a huge mistake? Let me explain. As with rate hikes over the past 18 months, U.S. stock prices are almost certain to decline, which the Feds want to avoid. One analyst figures central banks worldwide have already spent $1.5 trillion just this year propping up stock prices so that the public doesn't realize how poor the global economy is doing. An interest rate hike will also put more stress on soaring vehicle loan defaults and discourage home buyers, which are major components of consumer spending and support lots of jobs in America. In addition, look for higher interest rates to push more businesses into bankruptcy. The Feds are aware of these negative outcomes should they raise a federal funds interest rate today. But the politicians obviously think that their top priority is to continue to deceive the public about the state of America's economy. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.